It is November 26, 2012. This is the Safety Committee meeting of Sylvania City Council. And present are committee members Mike Brown, Todd Milner, and Mary Westfall, Chair, as well as Chief Rodas and Bill Sanford. It is 8:09. And our primary topic today is a discussion on police vehicles, so I'm going to let Chief Rodas get us started.
Okay, thank you, Mary. If you recall, back in March of this year, we had a council of the whole meeting discussing the law enforcement, several topics, purchase of vehicles, the budget, and other plans that may be coming down in the future. What I'd like to bring to your attention now is during the course of that discussion, I indicated to council that in 2012, I would be ordering half of the fleet of marked police cars for 2013. So I bring to you a packet of invoices right now, and I'll explain each one to you. Just to go a little bit further about the vehicles. In the past, we've always ordered police vehicles every 3 years, which would have been in September of 2011, we would have ordered new police vehicles. When I became chief back in 2010, I indicated that we would extend our police vehicles another year, another 2 years. So instead of ordering them every 3 years, we'll order them every 4 and 5 years and do half the fleet at that time for each year. So this brings us to vehicles that I would respectfully request to order here for in 2012 for 2013. We currently have eight marked vehicles, actually 9 marked vehicles that we utilize on the road. And what I would like to do is purchase 5 new vehicles for next year. These would be 3 2013 Ford Interceptor sedans and 2 Ford Interceptor utility SUV type vehicles. And on the first sheet here of my packet that I'm giving you have the prices for each vehicle right there. And as you go down, I'm going to trade in 2 of our vehicles, 2003 Dodge Intrepid that we currently, one of our school officers use, and a 2009 Ford Crown Vic. And it gives you what the prices are on the trade-in values. And then the bad thing about with the new vehicles, we cannot cannibalize too much of the equipment off of the old Ford Crown Vics onto the Ford Interceptors. They just don't match up. So we have to order a lot of equipment to be utilized in the new vehicles. So you have the equipment purchase for 2,000 vehicles there. It's going to be decals. We have to put new decals on there. You have a trunk organizer, 2 Ford utility vehicles that we're going to purchase, and 1 in-car camera for the Ford utility. The total amount of the cost of that would be $2,006,645. And what I was willing to do, and I discussed this with Toby, is to help offset the cost of one of the SUVs, I would take $25,000 out of one of my drug accounts and put that forward. That would reduce the amount of monies that I'd be requesting from you to $181,645. So on the next several pages, next 5 pages, it just gives you what the invoice from statewide emergency Ford where we're going to purchase the cars from. And this page right here just tells you the same price of the cars. And then you have the invoices on the next 5 pages. And it kind of gives you an itemized list of what we're going to be purchasing and what the costs are. And pretty much everything is basically the same of what we have always had on our police cars. The one thing that I've done is instead of buying 2 ballistic door panels, I've cut that down to 1 on the driver's side instead of having 1 on the passenger side. We use single cars, officer cars, and so I cut the price of the ballistic door panels down to just one. So you have the five invoices there. Now, back in 2011, when I was preparing the budget for 2012, I spoke to Scott Smith, who was the finance director at that time, and indicated to him that I did not have the cost of these vehicles. So I really didn't want to go ahead and submit a budget request at that time for 2012. Scott indicated it was okay to hold off on that, because in 2012, when I was ready, I just come forward to council and ask for approval at that time. So that's why it really isn't in the 2012. So now if I was to put this cost into the 2013 budget, that would total with another four extra cars next year, that would bring you up to like $331,000. So what I want to do is ask for council's approval at the next council meeting for the $181,000 to go ahead and allocate those monies to the purchase of five new vehicles for 2013.
Chief, I have a question. You've got two cars being traded in, 2003 Dodge Intrepid, 2009 Ford Crown Vic.
Mm-hmm.
The proposal was to order five, so that right. would leave three extra cars.
Of the two cars, in which you have to remember, I'm taking, you have two school officers. You have a unit, what's called Unit 31, and you have a Unit 18. 31's a Dodge Intrepid right there. That's a 2003 vehicle. It used to be a detective's car many, many years ago. We converted that to a marked unit. And we had painted, we had lights put on it, and we gave it to a school officer at that time. What I'm going to do is give the two school officers two of the Crown Vics with the lowest miles. So they're going to get that Unit 31 and 18. We're going to trade in 31, and Unit 18 I'm going to keep for another year because it's a Ford Explorer. We have the winter time coming up, and I want to keep that vehicle to see how it's going to last for another year. And if it doesn't do well, I will trade it in next year.
How many total cars are in your fleet?
The marked cars, we have, I think, around 13 marked vehicles. And total, we have around 23 that's marked and unmarked vehicles. So basically, and what I'm doing also is purchasing another SUV this year. And that's why I offset it with the $25,000 out of my drug fund. The SUVs, we use them as command vehicles. I have four sergeants that work the road patrol. And we have a Dodge, or actually a Chevy Tahoe. That's our command vehicle right now. And it's up around over 100,000 miles. So what I like to do is purchase a extra SUV. That way I can put two of my sergeants in each vehicle, keep the miles down for the next 5 to 6 years. It'll make the vehicles last a lot longer with the SUVs. Plus, they're usually a better vehicle than the sedans. They're longer lasting. So we're going to get more use out of these SUVs for an extended period of time than what we will of the sedans. Yeah, because a lot of times my sergeants, you know, they have to work the road patrol, and they're also doing business here at the PD. So if I buy another SUV for them, it adds another SUV to our fleet, especially in the winter time, and we can disperse our miles on the cars with the two sergeants in each command vehicle.
So I think Todd's question was a good one, though. So you've explained why you're keeping those other cars and you're folding mm-hmm. them in so that you can have the school resource officers have access to them. Is that what I understand?
With the school resource officers, we want to keep the Crown Vics because they're, you know, maintenance wise they're a good vehicle, and they have miles. Each I have three vehicles right now with the Crown Vics. They have around 75,000 miles. So I take, when we get the new vehicles, I take two of the Crown Vics, I give them to the school officers, I take their vehicles away from them that they're currently driving. And the one we'll trade in, the other one we're gonna keep for a year and see how that lasts, and next year we'll trade that one in. So, and then, you know, we're actually purchasing one extra vehicle this year, it's an SUV, and that's why I threw in $25,000 to offset the cost of that. And the reason, you know, once again, is, you know, I have four sergeants out there working the road patrol, and it keeps the miles down, it extends the longevity of the cars for 5 to 6 years, 7 years.
For 34, I mean, from the report you gave us in April, 34 sworn police officers, I don't, and road patrol, he talks about each shift, 23 vehicles would be about what we would expect for department.
I think during the council of the whole, I gave some numbers on cars, so we, of the 23 total, 10 of those are unmarked cars. They have assigned to Detective Bureau. I have a car, my captain has a car. You have some, you have one car assigned to the volunteers. You have two vehicles assigned to the SRT, so. So pretty much, you know, we utilize probably 9 to 10 vehicles for road patrol. And what I have done, you see that van out there that we have? I have instituted that into the road patrol, making sure it's driven at least once a week by our officers. It used to be twice a week. It helps keep the miles down on the Crown Vics, and otherwise it'd just dry rot right there in the parking lot if you don't drive it. It's a good vehicle, but, you know, probably down the road, the big SRT rig you see out there, it's gonna die. And to fix that up, it's gonna be cost prohibitive, and we'll just take that van at that time and give it to the SWAT team, and they'll convert it over.
And your goal is to let these, the patrol cars not really get over 100,000 miles before you rotate them out, is that kind of?
Well, you know, what my goal was, not to trade in cars that have 70,000 miles.
Right.
So that's why I extended the longevity of the cars in the fourth and fifth years. And currently, what we have mile-wise, if I can find it here, on our cars that we're looking at, we have Unit 15, which is a command officer's car that has 106,000 miles. That's a 2007. That's one that I'm going to take that vehicle and give it to the volunteers since I took one of their vehicles away from them and I converted it to a SWAT vehicle. Mm-hmm. So Unit 18 is, you have three other vehicles that have 97,000 miles or more. Those cars, once we trade them in, they're gonna have around 120,000, 130,000. So my goal was to make sure that we didn't trade any cars in. And I'll tell you a story. Back in 2009, we sold our cars to Toledo Police Department. And we had a couple cars that had around 70,000 miles. And to them, Toledo, they loved it because they drive cars with 400, 500,000 miles. So, I just felt that, and you have an average of departments all through Northwest Ohio that keep their cars around 120, 130,000 miles. So for us to buy new cars every 3 years, trade in a car that has 70,000 miles did not make sense to me. So let's extend the longevity of these cars another fourth year and into a fifth year. And, you know, we have a very good maintenance program going on, and we can do that.
If we order these now, when do we think they'll arrive?
Pardon?
If we order them now, when would they arrive?
I would tell you, I had to give a letter of intent to order to Statewide Ford. So that way, they will come in, right, they'll be made after the first of the year, and they'll be sent to us sometime before May. If I waited after October 1st, we wouldn't get new cars until after August sometime. So I had to send a letter of intent to Statewide Ford.
Okay.
I had two questions. You answered the one with age of the fleet and how many miles, okay? My second question was, have your maintenance costs gone up because of the age of our fleet? And, you know, I'm looking for an offset. You know, we're going to spend a couple hundred thousand dollars. How much has maintenance gone up because our fleet is aging?
I want to dovetail with that question. If you look, Bill, at the age of a car and maintenance costs, where do those lines cross? What would you say, what would be the mileage on a car, on a police car? Now, I'm driving a car with 200,000 miles, that's personally, but it's got a lot of road miles. But with a police car, where does maintenance and mileage?
I would say probably within the 4 or 5 year range and 120, 130,000 miles. That's when you start to get nickel and dime. And you really don't want, as for the, has it increased this year? I don't have those figures with me.
Yeah,
I can get them, and that way have to come from our mechanics.
I'm assuming
but I would say everything that we've done with the police cars by having them drive unit 20, keeping the miles down, has allowed us to keep the maintenance costs down too.
Yeah, and, well, that was looking know, for so, that so offset.
And what I think I've heard you say is that you've really extended the life of the vehicles from 70,000 to 120,000, and by May, they'll be borderline moving close to that when the new vehicle
starts, yes.
Is what you're thinking.
Mm-hmm. And the two at that time of the Crown Vics, they have the lowest miles. I'm going to give those to our school officers.
Okay.
And then I'm going to take their vehicles away that they currently have. You have a Dodge Intrepid in which we may have problems with. And the Ford Explorer, I want to keep that one more year to see, you know, just make sure that we have enough vehicles. So.
I think it's important that we, you know, we're looking at budgets right now and it doesn't look very good, okay? But I also think it's important not to keep on deferring these kind of purchases because it'll come to roost someday and all of a sudden you're going to be looking at $1 million worth of purchases rather than a couple hundred thousand dollars over, you know, 3-4 years, you know, just keep on rotating and stuff like that. I think this is good policy, you know, to do this. You know, I'm skeptical about spending an additional $206,000, but I am also skeptical about not doing this over years and years and years and years, and then all of a sudden you're going to have a situation like the water plant in the city of Toledo where they kept on deferring and deferring and deferring, and all of a sudden they're in deep shit. Okay, I don't think I've recorded it.
And that's exactly why I extended it into the fourth and fifth years, and then that's exactly why I only want to purchase half the fleet each year.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, too, I want to say is that over the last 3 years, you've done a very good job on controlling your cost and keeping your overtime costs down and other costs down to where you're almost, if you wouldn't have done what you did, we wouldn't be looking at this today because the cost of the department would just be so out of line. And I think you saved enough money through overtime reduction and other reductions, you know, the different work rule changes that you've made and stuff like that, that you're practically paying for these cars just already, you know, by what you've done over the last 3 years.
I would agree.
Okay. Stephen, if we're doing half this year and half next year, does that suggest then that we would have a 2 year window where we wouldn't need to order police cars again?
Yes.
One more quick question, and I'm sure you've looked into this. Is leasing with police cars ever an option, or is it not practical?
It's really not practical because of all the things that we have to put into the vehicle. I have really not gone out to look at leasing a vehicle, so I really can't say if that's going to be a good thing or a bad thing for us. I just know that there's probably some restrictions on possibly how many miles we can put on cars. I'm not exactly sure. I would be willing to look into it, but I don't favor that option, so.
Any other questions? So is there a motion to recommend that this be taken to council?
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
It's gonna be a tough sell, but.
It is gonna be a tough sell, I think. I don't think it's gonna.
Yeah, but I think it's so important that we maintain our fleets and we maintain all the equipment that is required to maintain the city. Because these guys can't do their jobs if they don't have the right type of equipment.
Well, and I would think too, something to take into.
I feel real strong about preventative measures. It's one thing that I always practiced when I was in business that, hey, sometimes it was tough, but the payoff down the road is just so great, you know.
Yeah, the one thing you have to look at, these cars are run 24/7. So, I mean, for every year, you can probably equate that to every 3 or 4 years on your own personal vehicle.
So my one other question would be, again, you know, for future years, does it make sense to just build into the budget an annual, so you've got a 4-year rotation and you don't have 2 years of a $200,000 commitment and 2 years of nothing, rather you've got a steady, you know, X dollars annually, you order 2 or 3 cars, whatever is needed, so that every fourth year you're turning those over and you don't see this big variance in the budget. I don't know if that makes sense or not, but just food for thought for future.
Well, you know, at our staff meetings with the mayor, you know, we've discussed this, and, you know, the mayor's in favor of this, and I discussed this with Toby. He has allocated the monies.
Okay.
He has the monies to purchase the 4 to 5 vehicles.
Perfect.
For this. I think it makes sense to just split the fleet in half, do 5 and then 4. If, you know, and Toby's really, I don't think he's a fan of ordering new cars each and every year. And really, neither am I. I mean, I'd rather do it every 4 or 5 years, order new cars, you know, only half at a time. And yeah, I think, you know, so.
To maybe help that and build up, maybe we could create a new vehicle fund where we're adding it into it. When we're not purchasing, we're still putting a portion into it and having that fund off to the side.
You know, that I think that'd be a great idea. You know, you can take with the purchase of the cars for, you know, the monies, once we stay with the Ford Interceptors, mm-hmm. the next time, we're going to be able to cannibalize
yeah.
a lot of our equipment, so it's going to cut our costs down. So you can probably project between 27,000
mm-hmm.
per car.
Yeah.
And you know, and each year add another 3% to that.
Yeah, and just have a fund set up for new car vehicles.
Yeah.
Purchases, I mean. I
think it's a great idea. Yeah.
You know.
Perfect. Okay.
It's so like could a piggy you have bank. To say?
Just to add.
That was a joke. It's good to have that there. I mean, you know, it's just so.
I just wanted to add to what Mike had stated, that I think a selling point is it's not business as usual, because business as usual meant the police department was just, regardless of the mileage, was ordering new cars and new fleet every 3 years. You know, so the chief has changed that practice. He's looking at how to lengthen the life that we can use the vehicles, and then spreading it over 2 years.
Thank you. And I do think we're all very proud of what you've done,
yeah,
Chief.
Thank you
I think
for your
that
work.
You have done an outstanding job and of showing what can be
head.
Done. You know, huh? What are you saying? What did this guy say? But I definitely think that this will still be something they'll have big discussion at the time.
I do too.
Yeah.
And we had a pre-discussion before you got here about overtime, and we went through that.
Okay.
Bill, did you have something left?
Real quick, that the update on the firehouse, that in the spring they'll start construction on the firehouse downtown. There was been discussion, or we've been talking with the township, what to do with the staff and the equipment during the construction phase. They are interested in using the Kepfer House, which is behind us. I'll be going to a meeting this week to because there are going to have to be some expenses to get that house ready for us to go in. The mayor wants to approach it in a way that, yes, we should come up with something, but limit what that might be. Cap it out, it may be, the one number we talked about was $4,000. The fire department has gone in, we gave them access to the building, I've identified some things, but instead of getting into something that every 2 weeks we act as the landlord, running over and fixing stuff, we just say, here's our contribution, you take care of it, the fire department. And then we did a test to see if the fire trucks can operate in and out of the parking lot. They can. There'll be one truck there. So I just wanted to give you an update. That's where that's going. They will use some parking spaces in the lot right across the street from the firehouse to store supplies during the construction phase.
And to clarify for the record, Bill, the new firehouse will be built in the location of the old firehouse. That's correct.
Correct. Yeah. It's going to be taken down and build a new one right where it is. And Chief, you correct me, but I think their goal is by this time next year, I think by November, December, they want to be
yes. back in. Yes, I think they're going to start in March. So
to be in by the end of next year.
Very good.
Very
during
good.
The colder weather, they're going to make sure that the vehicles are heated. Is that their responsibility or our
tenant?
They're going to take care of the other vehicles. Will be at different locations. There's going to be one fire truck in our lot.
What about rescue?
And they're going to cover it. I'm not sure what
their route is. I believe they've indicated Life Squad 6 is going to be stationed over at number 4 station on Savannah Avenue.
You know, an option would be to just disperse the staff and equipment to the other 3 remaining stations. The fire chief is concerned about not having this area.
One unit in town. I agree with that.
Yeah, that seems to make sense too. Still have a presence downtown in the oldest part of the city.
Just wanted to give you an update, and I'll follow up with that after the meeting this
week.
Okay. Thank you. This meeting's officially adjourned at 8:35.
Mike, how do you?